Hi, my name is Michi Held. Welcome to Daily Drum Lesson. Today we're going to talk about the 40 rudiments. The rudiments are a list of 40 exercises which are the foundation of drumming. And today I will show you all of them. You will learn the techniques involved. I will show you the notation, which sometimes is a bit weird. And I will tell you how they are related to each other. If you're just looking for a specific rudiment, look for the index in the description below and click the timecode. A very important part of the rudiments is the technique. So before we start, I want to show you the grip and the basic stroke. I will demonstrate everything in matched and traditional grip. So if you're a match player, just ignore my left hand and apply everything I do with my right hand to both of your hands. The most important part of a good grip is a loose and relaxed hand. You just put the stick in and you're done. The only point where you really hold the stick is right here, between the index finger and the thumb. This is the fulcrum. It is usually about a third in on the stick. If you're using Vic Firth, just go for the flag. The other three fingers are just gently supporting the stick. You can now either play with your thumb or with the back of your hand facing up. It just depends on the situation. I, for example, like to play with the thumb up when using my fingers and with the back of my hand up when using my wrist. When I use my wrist, I also move my fulcrum from my index finger to my middle finger. It just feels natural to me. There really is no right or wrong way to hold the stick, since every hand is different. If it feels good and you can achieve your goals, it is correct. We now execute a stroke by throwing the stick on the drum head, or in this case the pad, and letting it come up again by the rebound, just like dribbling a ball. The most important part here is to give the stick enough room to freely rotate in the fulcrum. If my hand is closed, I don't have a fulcrum and won't have any rebound. So a loose and open hand is the key to a great technique. If you want to reach even higher tempos, eliminate the wrist movement and only use your fingers to drive the stick. If you play match grip, you just do this with both hands. If you play traditional, your other fulcrum is right here, between your thumb and the palm of your hand. The index, middle and ring finger just gently support the stick, but they don't interfere. The equivalent of a wrist stroke in match grip would be a stroke made by the rotation of the forearm. The equivalent of a finger stroke would be to drive the stick with your thumb or dribble it with your index finger from above. Enough technique talk, let's start. There are four families of rudiments: roll rudiments, paradiddle rudiments, flam rudiments, and drag rudiments. Let's start with the rolls. We divide this family even further in single strokes, multiple stroke rolls, and double strokes. Here we go. Rudiment number one is even called the single stroke roll. We just alternate our hands. Right, left, right, left. Remember to make use of the rebound and take it slow. Rudiment number two, the single stroke four. This rudiment is also based on single strokes, but has a specific rhythm to it. It is 3/16th note triplets and an eighth note. Da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum. To maximize the efficiency of your practice time, reverse the sticking. So you go right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right. The last rudiment of the single stroke roll family is the single stroke 7. It is 6/16th note triplets and a quarter note. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. You should also start this with right hand and left hand lead alternating. Next group of rolls is the multiple stroke rolls. We start with the multiple bounce roll. For this one, we need a special technique. We hold the stick between our index finger and thumb and apply quite a bit of pressure. This really is the only occasion where we apply pressure to the stick. And then we press it into the drum head, so we get this short buzz. To make this buzz even longer, try to release the pressure very slowly while pressing the stick in the head. We now do this with both hands alternating to get a closed and continuous roll going. I will demonstrate this one on the snare, cause it works way better than on the pad. Number 5, second and last member of the subfamily of rudiments, the triple stroke roll. Very simple, just 3 strokes per hand. Right, 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 left, left, left. Watch your technique, make use of the rebound. Now we come to the last and biggest group of the roll rudiments, the double stroke rolls. And again, we have to look at another technique. A double stroke means we are playing 2 strokes with one hand. And unlike the triple strokes we just did, where we basically just play 3 single strokes in a row, we have a special technique for doubles. It's very close to our single stroke technique. But instead of letting the stick rebound and allowing the hand to go back up with the stick, we keep our hand down and let the stick rotate in this gap between our thumb and index finger. My whole hand is open at this point, cause I allow the back of the stick to push my fingers out. Part 2 of the stroke is, you just close your hand. So basically you are doing the first stroke with your wrist and the second one with your fingers. Again, you can do this with the back of your hand facing up or your thumb facing up. Just see what works better for you. For the traditional grip players out there, it's the same. You do one stroke from the rotation of your forearm and then the second one with your thumb by closing your hand. So let's look at the first rudiment of this group, the double stroke roll. We just play right, right, left, left, over and over again. But the notation is a bit strange here. We got this half note with 3 lines through the stem. That means we play as many 30-second notes as we can fit in the duration of a half note. Let's do this beam per beam. A half note has 4/8, 8/16 or 16 30-second notes. This notation is often used for double strokes. Let's hear how this sounds. Okay, let's look at the other double stroke rolls. There are quite a few, but they are all pretty similar. These first 4 are our main rolls. Let's check out the notation first. Here we have 1/8 that are 2/16 or 4 30-second notes, followed by an 8th note. So we got 5 strokes, the 5 stroke roll. Here we got 2 8th notes, 4 16th notes or 8 30-second notes, followed by an 8th note, the 9 stroke roll. This dotted quarter note are 3 8th, 6 16th or 12 30-second notes, the 13 stroke roll. And a half note are 4 8th, 8 16th or 16 30-second notes, a 17 stroke roll. You see, every one of these is just 4 strokes longer than the one before. These are number 7, 10, 13 and 15 on the rudiment list. So there are some other rolls missing in between, but we will start with these since they are so similar. Since we end with an 8th note, we have plenty of time to switch hands. So when we play this over and over again, we switch leads from right to left hand. Right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right, left, and so on. Let's start with a 5 stroke roll. Just make sure you are using a clean double stroke technique and don't play each note individually. The 9 stroke roll. Just the same as the 5 stroke roll, but one pair of extra doubles. Up next, the 13 stroke roll.